愿大家平安。
May peace be with you all.
今天早上跟大家一起来学习主祷文。
This morning we'd like to study together the Lord's Prayer.
有时候我们真的不晓得怎么祷告。
Sometimes we really don't know how to pray.
特别是在两个情况之下。
Especially under two conditions.
第一个就是一无所有。
In a condition of when we have nothing.
像约伯一样
，just like Job，
他也没有健康
，he had no health，
孩子也死了
，his children died，
财产都没有了
，he lost all his assets。
哦，连太太就告诉他：“你拜神拜到这样，弃掉神死了吧。”
Even his wife told him to forsake the Lord。
在这个情况下
，and under such circumstances，
不晓得怎么祷告。
How do we pray？
那另外一个情况就是样样都有。
And another situation is when we have everything.
我身体也很健康。
My health is great.
家庭也很幸福。
My family is harmonious.
物质也很丰富。
We have many material blessings.
跪下来不晓得祷告什么。
And so when we're kneeling down, we don't have any requests of God.
那主耶稣就用祷告文来教导我们怎么祷告。
And so Lord Jesus Christ teaches us how to pray through the Lord's Prayer.
所以我们的祷告有两种方式。
And so we have two different ways in which we pray.
第一种就是圣灵用说不出来的叹息代替我们祷告。
The first type of prayer is prayer in the Spirit, when a Spirit intercedes for us with utterances and groans.
如果我们已经得圣灵。
If we have the Holy Spirit,
我们就一直念哈利路亚赞美耶稣。
Then we will just say Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
然后这个灵言呢，就是圣灵会代替我们祷告。
Then the Holy Spirit will take over and use the spiritual language to pray for us.
我们只一直感谢神、赞美神就可以了。
And all we have to do is just praise Him and thank Him.
那圣灵会按着我们的需要。
And then the Holy Spirit will pray for us.
然后照着神的旨意替我们祷告。
And intercede for us in accordance to God's will.
这是。当我们不知道如何祷告的时候的一种祷告方式，用圣灵来代替我们祷告。
And so when we do not know how to pray, the Holy Spirit Himself will intercede for us and pray for us.
那另外一种是我们虽然用圣灵在祷告，但是我们的悟性头脑可以想我要祷告什么。
And so another type of prayer is when we are praying, we can speak in tongue, but also in our mind, we can pray for something in our mind.
所以当我们用头脑在想我要祷告什么的时候
And when we are considering what we are focusing on in prayer,
那祷告文就是我们祷告的一个方向跟内容
And the Lord's Prayer is a good outline of the way that we should be praying.
我们先来看主耶稣教导我们怎么祷告。
And so let's turn to the Bible and see how the Lord Jesus teaches us to pray.
马太福音第六章。
In Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音第六章的第九节。
Verse 9.
第六章第九节。
Matthew 6 verse 9.
所以你们祷告要这样说，我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣。第十节。
Verse 10.
愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上。如同行在天上，十一节。
Verse 11。
我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们，免我们的债，如同我们免的人的债。十三节。
Verse 13。
不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶，因为国度、权柄、荣耀，全是你的，直到永远。阿门。这个从第九节到十三节，就是主耶稣在告诉我们的祷告文。
From verse 9 to verse 13 is how the Lord is teaching us to pray.
好，那我们仔细看哦，这个祷告文一共有六个祈求。
We can see that there are six requests in this prayer.
从愿人都尊你的名圣为开始。
It starts out by saying, "Hallowed be your name."
一直到十三节，救我们脱离凶恶。
In verse 13 until verse 13 says, "Deliver us from the evil one."
一共有六句。
There are six phrases.
那第一句是确定我们祷告的对象。
The first statement is to emphasize who we're praying to.
那最后一句十三节。
And the last one, verse 13.
是对神的感谢跟感谢跟赞美。
It is a declaration of the thanksgiving and the glory of God.
那我们仔细看哦，我们如果从这个六句的祈求里面哦，我们大部分的人，大部分的时间都是集中在 十一节。
Now, if we look at these six requests, we'll find that most of us pray and focusing on number 11 most of all.
就是日用的饮食，今日赐给我。
It is to pray to give us our daily bread.
所以我们大部分的祷告跪下来都是为着肉体上、今生上、物质上的需要在祷告。
When we pray, oftentimes our pursuits are secular matters.
当然神是父，他会听我们祷告。
Of course, our Heavenly Father will hear our prayer.
但是如果我们的祷告是集中在十一节，这个代表我们的祷告没有完全。
But if our focus on prayer is most often is on verse 11, then that represents our prayer is incomplete.
一个最完全的祷告，就是它的祷告内容含有这六个祈求。
Because a more perfect and complete prayer would include all these six elements in prayer.
所以当一个人灵性在进步的时候，祷告的内容会改变。
And so when a person is advancing their spirituality, they will have a more far-reaching purpose to their prayer.
那祷告到最后，它的内容就是主导文的内容。
And until the very end, the content and goals of their prayer will be what you will find in the Lord's Prayer.
所以主导文的内容提供我们祷告的方向。
And so the Lord's Prayer teaches us the direction we ought to pray.
因此，约翰福音四章那个主耶稣告诉妇人说：“你拜神要用心灵跟诚实。”
And that is why in John chapter 4, Lord Jesus instructed the Samaritan woman to pray in spirit and truth.
如果你看英文，我们拜神要在灵里面跟真理里面拜神。
And if you look at the English version, it's saying to worship in the spirit, Holy Spirit, and in truth.
所以当我们在祷告。
And so when we are praying,
要用真理来引导我们的祷告。
We should pray in accordance to the guidelines of the truth of Scripture.
我们的祷告就会达到神的面前，就可以真的拜到神。
Then our prayers will be pleasing and it will really reach God.
那我们再仔细想哦，这个六句的祈求里面可以分作两部分。
Let's consider that there is two major categories to these six requests in prayer.
第十节以前是第一部分。
And before verse 10 is the first section of the prayer requests.
那十一节到十三节是第二部分。
And from verse 11 to 13 could be the second major category of prayer.
那这两个部分它的重点不一样。
We can see the emphasis in each section is different.
第一部分的祈求，它的重点是神。
The first section's emphasis and focal point is on God Himself.
第二部分的祈求，它的重点是我们。
The second point is focused on ourselves.
所以一个合神心意的祷告有一个优先顺序。
And so a prayer that is in accordance to God's will has this type of priority.
就是先祈求能够满足神对我们的期待。
The first thing is to pray for things that we can satisfy the requirements or expectations of God on us.
那这个祷告完了才祈求神看顾我们的需要。
And then after we have prayed for things that are priority in God's mind, then we pray for our own needs.
所以这个前面的三句话叫做先求神的国、神的义。
That is why the first three verses can be referred to as seeking first God's kingdom and His righteousness.
那后面的三句叫做我们的需要，神都会看顾我们。
And then the last three verses, then God will give us all our needs.
所以祷告文里面是有道理在里面的。
And so this Lord's Prayer has its teachings.
把神摆在前面，然后再求我们个人的需要。
When we put God first, then all these things will be given to us. So we pray for our things last.
那这样我们的祷告就容易蒙神垂听。
Then our prayers will be more pleasing to the Lord.
好，那我们现在回来看六章的第九节。
Let's turn back to Matthew chapter 6, verse 9.
所以你们要祷告要这样说，我们在天上的父。
In this manner, therefore, pray our Father in heaven.
第一个，我们要确定我向谁在祷告。
Firstly, when we pray, we have to recognize who we are praying to.
因为我们祷告的盼望是从我们祷告的对象，我们对他有信心来的。
Because the hope that we have prayer comes only from the fact that we are convicted about who we believe in.
如果我们不认识他或对他没有信心，我们的祷告就没有盼望。
If we do not know our God or have no faith in Him, then our prayers are without lacking hope.
那如果我们认识他，对他有信心，我们的祷告就有盼望。
But if we know Him and we trust in Him, then our prayers will be filled with hope.
如果这个第一句话天上把它遮掉，我们的父亲。
If today we take out those two words in heaven,
这个祷告文哦，可能祷告可能功效不大。
And only say our Father, then the effect of the prayer may not be great.
第一个父亲也是人啊，他很多问题。
Because if it was just our earthly father, he himself has many problems too.
他都不能解决，你求他，他能解决什么？
If you ask your earthly father, he is unable to resolve all his own problems, much less yours.
所以有时候我们年纪大以后，我们根本就不敢告诉父亲，因为他不能解决，他烦恼会更多，晚上睡不着觉。
And so when our parents are getting older, we will be afraid to tell them anything because they might worry and not be able to sleep.
那第二个就是父亲没有办法随时在身边。
And secondly, our earthly father cannot always be with us wherever we go.
所以我的父亲以他对象来祷告，这个功效不大。
And so praying to our earthly father is not very useful.
那如果我们把他改作我们的兄弟，我们也知道兄弟也不能求太多。
We know that if we change our father to say our brothers,There is not many things we can ask our brothers and sisters to help.
那我们的朋友，我们知道也不能求太多。
And if we change it to our friends are also very limited in the capacity to help us.
那如果说改做我的债主，你看 credit card 都有一个 limit， 不能借太多。
And if we were to change our father to our debt holder, then we understand even our credit cards has its limits.
所以我们的祷告这个对象。如果是神以外的这个祷告功效都有限。
And so whoever we're praying to, if this person has limited power, then we will have very limited results.
但是他第一个就确定我们祷告是向天上的父祷告。
But in this prayer, the person who's praying knows fully well who is the person he's praying to. It is the Father in heaven.
那这就告诉我们，我们每个人有两个父亲。
This teaches us that all of us have two fathers.
一个是地上的父亲。
One is our earthly father.
一个是天上的父亲。
One is the heavenly father.
那这两个有什么不同？
And these two fathers are different.
这就是我们要先要思想的。
And so we must first ponder this point.
这会增加我们祷告的信心。
It will add to the faith in our prayer.
我们看马太第七章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 7.
第七章的六节
，verse 6，
要八节的
，verse 8。
因为凡祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他开门。
For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened.
这个是肯定的，是百分之百的。
This is a promise that is sure and true.
祈求就要你就要得着。
If you ask, you shall receive.
寻找就可以寻见。
If you seek, you shall find.
不管你寻找什么。
Doesn't matter what you seek.
要花时间去找就可以找到。
As long as you spend diligent effort and time to find it, you will find it.
那不灰心，一直叩门，神就给我们开门。
And if you're not discouraged, you continue to knock, then God will open the door.
那我们怎么这么确定呢？
And how can
这个祷告会发生功效呢？
Sure, that our prayers will have its effect.
我们看十一节。
Let's turn to verse 11.
你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，何况天上的父，岂不将好东西给求他的人吗？
If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him?
这个中文用不好，还是没有办法表达英文的描写。
And in Chinese, it says not good. It's not as strong as the word in English, evil.
英文叫 evil. Evil 再翻回来就变成邪恶了。
And if we were to translate literally, the evil word would mean wicked.
世界上啊，对我们最无条件的爱是父母的爱。
We understand this world, the love that is without any strings attached, unconditionally, is our parents' love toward us.
那为什么圣经用 evil 来形容呢？
Yet why does the Bible describe this unconditional love from our parents as being evil?
就是因为神的爱太大。
It is because God's love in comparison is so exceedingly great.
那比起神这么大的爱啊，我们父母的爱变成不好。
And compared to our unsurpassed love of our Jesus Christ, then in comparison, our parents' love pale.
那如果父亲不好，他愿意给好东西给他儿子。
And so even a wicked father, evil father, will still want to give us good things.
那天父岂不将好东西给那求他的人呢？
So how much more would our heavenly father want to give us even better things?
所以我们跪下来祷告。
And so when we kneel down to pray,
第一个就是确定我现在祷告的对象是远远超过我父亲爱我那个天父。
First, we must be sure about the person we're praying to, which is God, and He loves us more than any other father.
那我们祷告就没有害怕。
Then we will not have any fear.
也不会不好意思。
We will not be embarrassed.
因为天父的爱遮盖我们一切。
Because God's, our Father's love covers all.
这是第一个。
This is the first thing we should do in prayer.
祷告是有对象的。
The prayer has a target.
不像一些人你们祷告完觉得心里比较平安，因为你把那痛苦全部都叫出来，当然就平安了。
And some people may think, oh, prayer is just to give up all your worries and burdens, and they think that's all there is to prayer.
好像这是一种心理作用。
As if this is just a therapy for your heart.
其实不是的。
Actually, it's not the case.
这是向我们的父亲祷告。
We are actually praying to our Father in heaven.
好，我们看马太第六章。
Let's go back to Matthew chapter 6.
马太第六章。
Matthew chapter 6.
32节。
Verse 32.
所以不要忧虑说吃这些三十一节开始。
Verse 31.
不要忧虑说吃什么穿什么喝什么三十二节。
Verse 32.
这些都是外邦人所求的，你们需用的这一切东西，你们天父是知道的。
Therefore, do not worry, saying, What shall we eat? What shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things.
这个三十一节在提到两种人。
And verse 31 refers to two types of people.
一个是种叫做外邦人。
First type is the Gentiles.
那另外一个就是神的儿女。
And second type of people is the children of God.
那这两个有什么不同？
What is the difference between these two groups of people?
这个外邦人就是没有拜神的人，他没有神当他的父亲。
As Gentiles, they do not have the heavenly father. They have no one to depend on.
所以他需要对自己的生活负责到底。
So they are solely responsible for the worries and burdens of their life.
因此他很努力，但是有时候还是很缺乏。
And so they will seek diligently after all the worldly things, but even then they are still in lacking.
感觉到前面没有安全感。
They don't feel that they are secure.
You know, 毕竟是人。
Because they are only humans.
很多的变数人没有办法掌控。
There are many things that is beyond their control.
所以很努力还是很多忧虑。
And so they, even though they are very diligent, they are still very worried for their daily lives.
那我们是神的儿女。
But as the children of God,
这有什么不同？
We are different.
这里说我们需用的天父是知道的。
That all our needs our heavenly Father knows.
他知道我们的需要。
He knows that we need all these things.
他知道我们的过去。
He knows our past.
他知道我们的未来。
He knows our future.
要发生什么事情他都知道。
He knows everything that will happen to us in our lives.
而且神有能力来掌控我们没有办法克服的一些变数。
And our Father is in control of everything that happens in our life that is beyond our control.
这个就是我们生活能够得到安息、得到平安的一个来源。
And that is why we can find a source of rest, peace, and joy through our Heavenly Father.
所以三十三节最后一句话，这些东西都要加给你们。
And so verse 33 says, And all these things shall be added on to you.
所以我们天父只有一个条件，就是你只要先求他的国跟他的义，生活的需要都要看顾。
Only if we fulfill the requirement by God, which is to first seek His kingdom and righteousness, then all these things will be given to us.
所以有时候为生活忧虑太多，不如用那些忧虑来忧虑我们跟神的关系。
And so, it is better instead of spending time worrying about our daily lives to use that to worry about our spiritual lives.
如果我们跟神的关系很好，神自然就看过我们生活的需要。
Because if we care more about our relationship with our heavenly Father, then God will also care more about our lives.
那有时候我们会听人问着一个问题。
And so sometimes we may ask this question.
如果神这么爱我
，If God loves me so much，
啊，神这么有能力
，And God is so powerful，
那为什么一定要祷告他才给我
？Then why do we have to bother to pray？
你看我，我对我的孩子，他不要求，有时候我都给他了。
Because for our kids, if our kids don't ask, sometimes we just grant it to them.
这个听起来很有理，但是神要我们祷告才要给我们，里面也有道理。
This may sound logical, but actually God expects us to pray before He gives us anything, because there is His reason.
我们人好像浪子一样。
Because we as humans, we are like prodigal children.
其实神已经给我们很多。
And when God has given us so much,
阳光、空气、雨水
，the sunshine, the rain, and the water,
让我们健康
，so we can be healthy,
给我们生命
，giving us life,
让我们饮食饱足
，so that we are not lacking in any food.
但是我们看
，but then when we see
这些每一天享受神恩典的人，到底有几个真的很认真在拜神？
That all these people have received all this grace from God, but very few people are seeking to worship the Lord truly.
所以人活在神的恩典当中，就把它当作是自然的。
And so when people are living under the grace of God, they take it for granted.
所以我们每一天，我们面对世界，我们的心在想世界，我们的背是对着神。
So every day when we're in this world, all our heart is set on this world, but our backs are turned toward God.
那神今天要我们祷告祈求，他要给我们。
Turn against God, and so today when God wants us to pray to Him,
就是希望我们能够回转向他。
It's because He wants our backs to be turned back to Him.
那当我们回转向他，他就要回转向我们。
And when we turn to God, then He will turn back to us.
他就要施恩看顾我们。
Then He will give us grace and to take care of us.
那这样不但我们的生活需要得到解决，我们跟神的关系就更加的亲密。
And then our daily lives and our troubles will be resolved by God, and God will bless us even more.
那这跟神的关系是永恒的。
And this type is to foster an eternal relationship with our Father.
在地上跟神的关系好，在天上跟神的关系也好。
And so we can have a wonderful relationship with God on this earth and also an eternal relationship in the future in heaven.
在地上被神肯定，在天上也要被他肯定。
And in this world, God would know us. And when we go to heaven, God would also know us.
所以神要借着我们的祷告来听来赐福去给我们，到最后就是要让我们能够回归向神。
And that is why God expects us to pray for what we need, so that we can learn to turn to Him and to seek after Him.
所以我们要确定我们祷告的对象是我们天上的父。
And so we must know that the one we pray to is our own heavenly Father.
我们再回来看第五章，马太福音第五章。
Turn back to Matthew chapter 6.
第五章的四十八节
Chapter 5, verse 48.
所以你们要完全像你的天父一样完全。
Therefore, you shall be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect.
这里说我们的天父是完全的。
Here it states that our Father in heaven is perfect.
所以我们确定我们祷告的这个父亲他是完全的。
So we know that the Father where we pray to is perfect.
那我们在祷告的过程当中，我们就会一直的去追求完全。
And so during the course of our prayer, we'll continue to improve ourselves and to seek perfection.
因为当我们越完全的时候，离神越近，我们的祷告就越有功效。
Because the more closer we are to perfection, the more powerful and effective is our prayer.
所以为我们祷告，第一个跪下来就是要想我跟谁在祷告。
And so when we first kneel down, we want to know who are really praying to.
就是我们在天上的父。
It is our Father in heaven.
好，那我们现在回来看第一个祈求是什么。
And let's look at the very first request.
第六章第九节。
Chapter 6, verse 9.
你们祷告要这样说，我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
First pray like this, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name.
我们第一个祈求就是大家能够尊神的名为圣。
Our first request will be to have the Lord's name be hallowed by everyone.
神的名非常伟大。
God's name is Almighty.
我们看诗篇的九十九篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 99.
诗篇的九十九篇。
Psalm
99. 从第一节。
From verse 1.
一直到第三节。
To verse 3.
这里说神作王，万民当颤抖。他坐在两个基路伯上，地当动摇。第二节。
Verse 2.
神在锡安为大，他超乎万民之上。第三节。
Verse 3.
他们当称赞他大而可畏的名，他本为圣。
The Lord reigns, let the people tremble. He dwells between the cherubim, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, he is high above all the peoples. Let them praise your great and awesome name. He is God.
旧约时代，当神要降临在西乃山。
So in the Old Testament, when God is about to come upon Mount Sinai,
神告诉以色列百姓要自洁三天。
God told them they must cleanse themselves for 3 days.
但是当神降临的时候，
But after God came onto Mount Sinai,
雷轰闪电地震。
There was earthquake, wind, and thunder.
以色列百姓发抖。
And so the Israelites trembled.
告诉摩西啊。
They told Moses,
不要让神跟我们讲话。
Please don't let God speak to us directly.
你讲我们都听。
Why don't he just have them talk to you and you can tell us?
恐怕我们都死光了。
Otherwise we may die.
神太伟大。
Because God is so awesome.
神太圣洁。
God is too holy.
我们人太渺小。
And we are so small and minute.
所以这个神的名啊非常伟大。
And so God's name is very awesome and great.
第二节。
Verse 2.
说神在锡安为大，他超乎万民之上。
The Lord is great in Zion, and he's high above all the peoples.
没有一个名能够比得上神的名。
There is no other name that can compete with the name of Jesus Christ.
几年前我到肯尼亚去帮忙圣工。
And several years ago, when I went to help in Kenya, it's holy work.
发现那个车子上面贴了好多这个奥巴马的名字。
I found that there were so many stickers that said Obama on the vans or cars. Because the hometown of Obama's father is in Kenya. At that time, he was only a candidate for presidency. And so all the Kenyans were very proud of Obama, and they also named their children Obama.
但是这里说有一个名，它超乎万民之上。
But here it states there's a name above all names.
这就是神的名。
And that is the name of God.
这个名就是耶稣。
This name is Jesus Christ.
所以第三节。
And verse 3 says,
他们应当称赞他大而可畏的名，他本为圣。
Let them praise your great and awesome name. He is holy.
所以他的大。他的名是大而可畏。
And so the name of God is great and awesome.
因为他本身是圣的。
Because God himself is holy.
圣就是有分别。
Holy means separate.
圣就是没有罪。
Holy means no sin.
圣就是荣耀。
Holy means glorified.
神的名非常的尊贵。
The name of Lord Jesus is very precious.
我们再来看马太福音。
Let's turn back to Matthew
28章
verse 28.
马太福音28章
Matthew
28. 18节
verse 18.
28章18节
Matthew 28 verse 18.
耶稣近前来对他说，天上地下所有的权柄都给我了。
And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth.
天上就是灵界的。
When it says heaven, it means the spiritual realm.
那地上就是物质界的。
It says earth, it is the material realm.
所有的权柄都给我了。
That all authority has been given to Jesus Christ.
都归给他这个名了。
It has been given to him.
所以你要使万民做我的门徒。
And so, therefore make disciples of all nations.
因此我们能够相信神归属这个名，这是极大的恩典。
So today for us to be able to believe in Jesus Christ and become his disciples, how great is this blessing?
我们能够使用神的名，这是极大的恩典。
And how exceedingly great is the grace for us to be able to use the precious name of Jesus Christ.
我们看腓立比书第二章。
Let's look at Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书的第二章。
Philippians chapter
2. 第九节。
Verse 9.
第二章第九节。
Chapter 2, verse 9.
所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他超乎万民之上的名。第十节。
Verse 10.
叫一切在天上的、地上的、地底下的，因为耶稣的名无不屈膝。
Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth.
主耶稣在世界上没有人尊重他。
When Lord Jesus Christ was on this earth, nobody respected him.
圣经说，因为他没有外貌。
The Bible describes that he had no beauty that we should be attracted to him.
所以人就看清了他。
And so people despised him.
好，但等到主耶稣被钉死以后，
It was not until when Lord Jesus was crucified.
复活以后，
And he resurrected.
神将他升为至高。
God exalted him to the right hand of God.
那超乎给他超乎万名之上的名。
To give him a name above all names.
所以整个人类历史里面最荣耀、最伟大的一个名，就是主耶稣这个名。
So that in all humankind history, there is no other name that is mightier and greater than the name of Jesus Christ.
因此，在天上的就是灵界天使，地上的物质界，还有地底下连魔鬼，要因耶稣的名啊，都要屈膝。
So heaven refers to all the angels and heavenly kingdom, and earth means our earth.And under the earth means all demons and spirits, that God's name is highest above all.
十一节。
Verse 11.
无不口称耶稣的名为主，是荣耀颂赞归于神。
So that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
所以使徒行传啊，耶稣升天以后，看他的门徒在传道里。
And so after Jesus Christ ascended to heaven, in the book of Acts, the disciples were preaching.
奉耶稣的名洗礼，罪得赦免。
They were baptizing people in the holy name Jesus Christ.
他的权柄能赦罪，他的名能有权柄能赦罪。
Simply through that name, they were able to forgive and cleanse people of their sins.
那怎么知道他罪赦呢？
How do we know that the sins were cleansed?
祷告，应许的圣灵降下来。
Because when they prayed, the promised Holy Spirit came upon them.
奉耶稣的名，使人可以复活。
So they were praying in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, so that people. Who were dead were resurrected.
奉耶稣的名，瘸腿可以走路。
When they raised lame from using the name of Jesus, that lame man could walk.
奉主耶稣的名，魔鬼可以赶出去。
In the name of Jesus, they cast out demons, and demons went away.
所以世界上有哪一个名像这个名这么荣耀、这么伟大？
And so in this whole earth, there is no other name that is as powerful, as glorious as the name of God.
耶稣的名超过一切。
Because the name of Jesus Christ surpasses all.
但是现在问题在哪里？
And what is the problem today?
有几个人真正的尊重这个名？
How many people really revere the name of Jesus Christ?
这个就是我们祷告第一个祈求。
This should be our very first request and prayer.
这么伟大、这么荣耀的名，应该被尊为圣。
Such an awesome and glorious name, yet very few people honor him.
那怎么尊为圣？
And so how can we hallow his name?
就是要做一切的事情能够荣耀神的名。
It is to glorify him in everything we do in our lives.
那这样啊，这个神的名啊，我们就可以非常有力量的来使用神的名。
And then we can use the name of Lord Jesus Christ powerfully in our daily witness.
我们有一个信徒啊。
In our believers.
他曾经见证。
Once he, there was a member that testified.
有一次他要请别人来做厨房的 remodel.
When he had contracted someone to remodel his kitchen.
结果那个人钱拿走了，他说不来做他的厨房工作。
After that person took the money, he refused to come to do the work he promised.
他很生气啊。
And the member was very angry.
那也有人教导他哦，说叫一些小流氓来跟他下一下，他就会来帮你做。
And some people advised him, why don't you go get some thugs to scare this person into coming to finish his work for you?
那以后每个人问，每一次人问到他那人呢怎么拿着钱呢不来做事啊？
And so people would ask him, what happened? How come your contractor didn't come to remodel your kitchen after you paid him?
他都说我是信耶稣的，我不跟他计较。
And so he said, I believe in Jesus Christ, so I don't want to argue with him.
但是其实他心里是很恨那个人。
But actually in his heart, he was full of bitterness and hatred toward this contractor.
那他每一次这样讲完，他就生病。
So every time he would say this, he would get sick.
他就一直想啊，为什么我这样讲，我就会生病。
And so every time when he said this, he got sick, so he wondered why.
后来他就想出来了。
And later he understood.
当他用耶稣这个名，
When he uses the name of Jesus Christ,
他并没有用诚实的心。
He did not use a true reverence in his heart.
不在真理里面用这个名。
He did not use the name of Jesus Christ in truth.
为什么？因为他心里还有恨。
Because in his heart he still had hatred and harbored bitterness.
那心里的恨就跟耶稣这个名不相配。
And when you have hatred in your heart, it does not match the holy name of Jesus Christ.
所以后来他就学会了，当我每次用耶稣这个名，我的心里面的意念，我的生活一定要改变，跟这个名能够相称。
And so he learned that in the future, if I'm to use the name of Jesus Christ, my life and my heart must be in one with the honor of this name.
所以这个叫做尊神的名为圣。
It is to Hallow him truly in our daily lives.
我们有的信徒主张说，不要一直念耶稣，后面要加上一个主。
And some people say, don't just use the word Jesus, you have to add the word Lord in front of Jesus.
这个也很有道理啊。
And there is a reason behind this.
加一个主就是表示他是我的主人，他是我的主宰。
When we say Lord Jesus instead of just Jesus, that means we recognize he's our master.
所以我们在念主耶稣的时候，就知道说，哇，我人生有一个主宰，就是耶稣。
And so when we pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we know our Master and our Creator is Lord Himself.
但是如果只有在口头上加一个主，这是不够的。
But if we only add the Lord or Master in our speech,
当我们在用耶稣这个名。
But not in truth, then when we use the name of Lord Jesus Christ,
我们要想我的心思意念、我的生活、我讲的话能够配得过这个名。
We have to reflect, have we used, and honored the Lord in our thoughts, our speech, and our deeds?
那别人他不会说你天天在讲耶稣，你的生活、你的讲话、你的动作根本跟这个名配不起来。
And so others will not criticize every day you use the name of Lord Jesus.But your actions, your perceptions, and the way you are does not match that holy name.
所以尊神的名为圣，不只是口头上，更是我们的生活上。
And so when we are hallowing the name of Lord Jesus Christ, it's not only through our lips, but also through our daily lives.
那后来这个姐妹就开始检讨，就开始在改变自己。
And so after this member considered her mistakes, she started to change.
那有一天她睡觉的时候，
And one day when she was sleeping,
她发现一群魔鬼靠近来。
She saw a group of demons came close to her.
非常可怕。
They were scary looking.
她就想说啊，耶稣这个名，她就念奉主耶稣的圣名。
And when she thought about the name of Jesus, she said, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
还没有讲完呢，魔鬼就跑走了。
And right before she even said and finished her sentence, all the demons went away.
她忽然间发现耶稣这个名是非常有权柄的。
Then she realized how powerful is the name of Jesus Christ.
如果我们在生活当中真的尊这个名为圣。
If in this daily life we really hallow and honor The name of Lord Jesus Christ.
当我们需要的时候，用这个名是非常有权柄的。
When we have need and we utilize this name, it shall become very powerful in our lives.
这个就是我们祷告第一个祈求。
And so this should be our very first prayer request.
愿人都尊神的名为圣。
That may the name of Lord God be hallowed.
神创造一切，包括你我的目的是什么？
And what is the purpose that God created you and me?
就是荣耀他的名。
Today, it is to glorify His name.
所以我们的生活能够荣耀神的名。
And so today, if our lives can be glorifying to the Lord's name,
这个就是尊神的名为圣。
We have hallowed His name.
这个就是我们祷告的第一个目标。
And this should be our first objective in prayer.
神造我们，既然是为了荣耀他的名。
If God has created us for the sole purpose of glorifying His name,
当我们的生活能够荣耀神的名，我们就达到神造我们的目的。
Then we seek to glorify God in every aspect of life and fulfill the purpose that He has made us.
这个叫做生活有意义。
And then we can have a life that is full meaning.
当然，我们生活有意义可以自己可以定义。
So our meaning can also be something that we define ourselves.
我人生有一个目标，那我朝这个目标达到了啊，我觉得我获得很有意义。
We may think that we have a very meaningful life because we are able to achieve our life goals.
这个是我们自己定义的。
But it is something that we define ourselves.
那死了什么都完了。
But after we pass away, all this is gone.
但是如果我们生活的意义是由神来肯定。
But if today we find meaning in our lives, by the confirmation of God.
那我们见到神的时候。
Then when we see God,
就是我们的荣耀。
Face to face, then that shall be our glory.
所以祷告第一个祈求。
And so our very first prayer request.
要求神的名被尊为圣。
It is to pray for hallowed be your name.
我们唱诗。
Let's pray and sing him.
525首。
525.